Yo, welcome to the Hibachi 420 podcast. I'm your host, Podcast Man 420. And tonight, I'm out and about. And listen, right? I had a conversation with a motherfucker about, you know, why us men feel like we can't really have topics about sex whenever we start to create things and do things. You know what I'm saying? So, listen, right? We about to get in tune, right? So stay tuned, you know what I'm saying? So grab your bowls, your bongs, your blunts, your papers, your glasses, you know what I'm saying? Your beers, your shots, all that, all right? We're about to get in tune. Here. Sex is a natural thing when it comes to us being human. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that we all desire as a bit of pleasure. You know what I mean? How we get that pleasure, some of us don't really know. You know what I mean? Some of our feelings are enhanced by dopamines and testosterones and, you know, a lot of other chemicals that we eat on a regular basis. So, but all in all, it's like, as a man, you know, you like, look, if I don't please my woman, what do I have, right? If I don't please my woman, what do I have besides the fact that I'm making this amount of money, besides the fact that I'm making her laugh? You know what I mean? Like, am I being pleasured? Am I pleasuring her? Right? But when it comes to the start of things, right, we try to avoid those conversations, even though it's always going to boil down to it, right? Even though it's always going to boil down to it, most of the time, it's going to be like, look, if the sex ain't good, the relationship ain't going to happen, or it's not going to work out. So if that's the case, then why are we not just out here having sex like how we really want to have sex? You feel me? Like, if we don't explore all our options of sex, how do we expect to really find that partner that's really keeping us pleasured? Right? Even by talking about it sometimes, right? As a man, we look at it like, damn, if I tell her like she looking like a snack right now and I eat her up, she might find that a bit appealing. She might like it. But then again, she might look at me like, oh man, you just another thirsty freak bull who just trying to get some. But at the end of the day, it might have been 6 months, a year, 3 years, 6 years, a month, a week since the last time you had sex. You know what I'm saying? Since the last time you had sex. So now you thinking of it as, man, like, I wonder if this shorty is gonna look at my sex game as the last shorty did. It didn't work out for her. It didn't work out for her. But will it work out for you? Who knows? But we're gonna have to find out. But the only way to find out is if we do it, is if we talk about it. Somebody gotta bring up the conversation, right? And if it was up to y'all, women, ladies, the conversation would get brought up whenever you feel comfortable, right? Whenever you feel comfortable, which means we either got to prove that we're a fuckboy to make you want to fuck us, or we got to prove that we're safe enough to have you fuck us to the point where we won't say shit to nobody. Because some of y'all really want that quiet dude that's not going to say shit, not going to tell the world that y'all fucking. That way you can go out here and keep fucking. But the person you fucking ain't the one you're supposed to be fucking. Right? And this broadcast is brought to you by the word fucking. Because that's what we should be doing. Fucking. You know what I'm saying? Let me light up one of these clips. Mm-hmm. See, right? The whole gist of it is just that if in all actuality, we're gonna sit up here and want to be with each other, lay up with each other, be next to each other, when them hormones hit, we got to be ready to act. We can't, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying act all the time, right? Like, listen, right, women mature faster than men, right? So at the time where we like, okay, busting a nut is our fun. Work is work. Pleasuring her is work. I want to have fun. I'm trying to bust a nut. Right? But pleasuring her is work. Why? Simply because I want to make sure it's done right. I want to make sure the job is done right. Right? I got to make sure, right, that she want to come back and get more whenever. Right? Whenever she feel comfortable. But first, I got to get her comfortable to that position, which is hard. It's hard because sometimes we gotta overcome what the last person did, right? So even for us, right? It'd be dudes who love getting their dick sucked, right? Love getting their dick sucked. And they had that one shorty that went to go grab their balls and their finger went to the gooch, right? So he been traumatized ever since. So now every time you grip balls, he like, no, just suck them. That's it. Just suck them. Don't even put your hands down there. Nope. Now he traumatized. Now he barely want to get to that point now. You know what I mean? He barely want to get to that point. Like, no, I'm cool. Like, y'all, that woman don't even know how to use your mouth. Y'all just want to use your hands and all that. No, I'm not a woman. You don't need no hands down there. You don't need no hands down there. Right? Same thing she telling us too. All right, fellas, you don't need no hands down there. You don't need no hands down there. It helps, but you don't need no hands down there. You can use the hands up there, but you don't need no hands down there. Right? See, for us, you can keep the hands up top. For y'all, we keep the hands down bottom if you want to. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. But, on actuality, like, if we starting up some, we don't want to seem like we're too sexualized, right? We don't want to seem like we're all about sex, because we're not all about sex. It's just that that's a portion of life where we're like, yo, I just want to find somebody to make my sex life happy. I found a job to make my work life happy. I found a hobby to make my at-home life happy. I need to find some good sex to make my sex life happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, because in all actuality, we just need that whole bit of wholeness. That moment where we can be ourselves, release all this aggression and feeling and emotion on the things that make our body feel good. Right? That's how I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. On things that make our body feel good. Because when you think about it, right? You could be caressing your partner, kissing on your partner, right? And their reaction of when you do it, how you do it, makes all the difference. Right? It makes all the difference. But when they say, I love you, it's the same thing, right? It makes all the difference of when you say it, how you say it, right? Because if you say it after you done said something rude, yo, your feet stay sweating, but I love you though. That's different from just sitting there in complete silence and being like, babe, I love you. That shit hit different. You know what I'm saying? It hit different. It just sends a whole different echo of emotion through the room. You know what I mean? Because you saying it because how you thought it would make them feel. How you felt it would make them feel when you said it. How you felt when you said it. Because how you feel when you say it definitely says it all, right? So when you tell someone, yo, I want to take you down. I want to get nasty with you. You say it in the right way at the right times when they feel nasty. You know what I mean? Not just because you feel nasty, but because you feel like they really captured your appetite. You know what I'm saying? Of lust. they really captured your appetite of lust, and it made you say, listen, anytime you need, your feet get tired, you can always sit right here in my face. You say it at the right time, you will have yourself the right moment. But most of the time, it just be like, out the blue, motherfuckers is like, damn, girl, your ass fat. I fuck the shit out you. Damn, girl, I bet you your man don't do you right. We never should have to sit up here and talk about what her man not doing. You just talk about the man you are, what you could be doing. That's it. Because at the end of the day, he might have the trick where he go counterclockwise, and you got the trick where you hit the star on it. You know what I'm saying? Right? You hit the star on it. Hitting all them joints. Ding, 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 ding. You can't get mad at his counterclockwise skills, because bitches is out here digging it. You can't get mad at that. You can't say, oh, he ain't doing it right. No. No, motherfuckers is out here doing it right, but doing it right to the extent. So you let them know, yo, look, I'm a very passionate being. And I would love to handle your situation sometime. You know what I mean? I would love to handle your situation sometime, because how you say it affects how you may receive it. If you talk a heavy game, she gonna be thinking, yo, he better have a heavy game. He better have a heavy game. So when you don't put it down, she gonna be clowning you. You're gonna feel bad that she's clowning you, and you gonna wanna try to keep proving yourself and proving yourself and proving yourself to the point where you ain't never gonna be able to prove yourself, because she might never wanna fuck with you again. Cause you wanna keep talking a heavy game. Talking about sex sometimes fucks us up. But in the end, if we don't talk about sex, they don't really know what we like, what we into, or what type of fucking man we are. They want to know if we're just a nutter, you know what I'm saying? Or if we're a pleaser. You feel me? Like, they want to know. They want to know all that shit. But we can't tell them off the rip, yo, look, I'm going to keep it a buck. I eat pussy until you can't breathe. I got my snorkel. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. But don't be like, look, girl, I'm going to have you going all this, that, and that. Da, da, da. I'm going to eat that thing for 3 hours and da, 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 da. Knowing for a fact that you can't swim. Girl, I'm going to hit it from the back. Da, 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 knowing for a fact that you can't even lift that ass. You can't flip her like how you be talking about. You be flipping motherfuckers. You can't do that. Because now she not going to let you. Because now she like, oh, you talking about how much strength you got? Well, let's see how much strength you got. I said, I want to give you the side booty. You know what I mean? I said, I want to give you the side booty. So what you going to do? You feel me? Right? So, like, when it comes to talking about sex, we got to watch it, how we talk about it. Because sometimes it could fuck us up. But in the fucking end, if we don't talk about sex, y'all gonna be like, he must be gay because he ain't trying to hit. He ain't trying to hit yet. He ain't say this. He ain't do that yet. Girl, he ain't even make a move yet. Damn, you want us to make the move, but you don't even want to. Like, girl, if you don't fucking lay on my chest and put your hand on my dick, let's get this shit over with. Yeah. And on that note, y'all, don't forget, we on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So stay tuned and check out the merchandise, because the podcast merch is up. It's available today. And use the promo code EARLYBIRD to get yours today. You know what I'm saying? Stay high, y'all. I know the vibes.